Podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to Peters Township's AHN Arena. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents the WPIAL 5A Boys Basketball Playoffs between 14-7 Kiski Cavaliers and the 17-5 Peters Township Indians. Hi, I'm Mark Uriah. Tom Drakely is with me. And our WJPA Sports Network producer in our downtown Washington studios is Bill Chapo. And our on-site producer here at Peters Township is RJ Licey. Tonight's game is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Bud Bear Buick GMC Truck, Route 19 South Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. And Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. Tom and I will come back momentarily and talk WPIAL basketball playoffs when we come back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, this is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Buick GMC. We are professional grade. GMC trucks. We've got a great selection of trucks coming in. Yukon, Yukon XL, Sierras, half tons, three quarter tons, HDs. Let's talk about Buick for a minute. The 24 Buick Encore GX. If you haven't seen one of these, they are absolutely gorgeous. Come up and drive a new Buick home today. Come on up to Bud Bear, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. Bud Bear.
Back here at Peters Township, we get ready for tonight's Peters Township Kiski area first round 5A boys basketball playoff game. And Peters Township, 17-5 overall, finished behind Thomas Jefferson in the section. Peters Township, five losses, their only two losses after the first of the year came to Thomas Jefferson in those two section games. Kiski has picked it up in recent weeks since January 10th. They're 6-2, with those two losses being to the two teams that they finished behind in their section, Franklin Regional, the champion, and second place Gateway. We'll talk a little bit more about these two teams, but just going to take a look at other area teams playing tonight. We have a game, first of all, on 1450 AM. It's 3A boys, Elwood City at Washington High School. They're just getting underway over there as well. Also 3A boys, McGuffey is at Mohawk tonight, a 7 o'clock tip-off, and a couple of girls' games tonight as well involving Greene County teams. Jeanette is at West Greene, and Mapletown is at Bishop Canavan. And might as well remind you while we're at it, we've got two more playoff games coming your way tomorrow night on WJPA. I will be at Bishop Canavan when the Bishop Canavan boys host Burgettstown, and Woodland Hills we'll play the at the Trinity Girls tomorrow night. Again, that will be on here on 1450 AM, the Burgettstown-Bishop Canavan game on 95.3 FM. And those will both be 6:45 airtime with 7 o'clock tip-off. You know, Tom, we talked a little bit just generically. You know, when you get to this time of year, yes, this ought to be a pretty good game, which, you know, you could say about almost any game once you get to this point in the season. And you know, as you said, you got to be ready to play. You can't come out flat.
Well, certainly. And, you know, playing at home should give you some type of an advantage. They play those first-round games at home. And I think Peters is very comfortable in this environment. One of the things that they like to do, Mark, you and I had discussed before we got on air, Peters Township shoots a lot of threes. And normally you shoot better at home than you do on the road. But I'm telling you, this is a quality opponent. Played in a good section, Franklin Regionals, the two seed. They gave them all they could handle in two games. I think the Peters Township team, they're on an 11-1 roll here since January. And early in the season, I really think the football playoffs, they had five or six players that were playing football. So they got here late, and it took them a little time to get rolling. I think they're ready to go at this point. And with the experience of last year, could go a long way.
And having seen teams go through that over the years where they have a late football run and they're minus some of their players when basketball season starts, football shape is different than basketball shape.
It is totally different, and it takes you a while. You hear this expression all the time, Mark, to get your legs under you. And that's very, very true. And I had seen Peters Township play earlier when the football guys, it was the first night back, and you could tell. And then I saw them later, and it was a world of difference. I like this team. I like their coach, Joe Ehrman, does a great job with them. They play aggressively, defensively, full court. But they're going to have to be very careful. This team can shoot the basketball. They've got some players, so it should be an excellent game.
You know, the other part of that football-basketball conversation, you know, not that basketball is not a physical game. It is, but football beats you up, and you need a little time, number one, to for your body to get over that physical pounding that it takes, especially in an extended football season, as the Indians had, went all the way to the state championship game. So your body needs a little bit of rest to get over all those bumps and bruises, and then you got to start, like you say, getting your legs underneath that, running up and down the court. The exertion that it takes playing basketball, running up and down the court again, is different than the exertion that it takes playing football.
Well, I remember that they finished on a Saturday night with a loss in the state final. That Tuesday, their guys were back in uniform and playing, and you could just tell that the timing wasn't there. There weren't crisp with their passes, their offense looked. But you know what did impress me is their defense never left them. They continued to play hard. They get up in there, and they guard you. And, you know, defense travels. Defense is what wins championships, in my opinion. So, but they are good now. I like their lineup. I like their rotation. They've got good quality guards. In fact, you know, last year they made such a deep run. They had a great season. But in some regard, I think they're a little more deep than they were last year with their personnel.
Yeah, both teams go 8-9 deep, so be interesting to see how that plays out throughout the evening. There's something else you and I talked about before we went on air. Now, this Peters Township team, basketball team, is experienced as well. Went to the WPIAL championship game last year. Lost in the state quarterfinals. So they played in a lot of big games. So you would not think this would be an issue, but the winner of this game takes on the Thomas Jefferson Penn Trafford winner. And you know, I'm sure that Peters Township head coach Joe Ehrman probably had to do at least a little bit of talking about, don't think about who we might be facing next round, that team that beat us twice in the last 6 weeks or so. We got to concentrate on this game tonight.
Well, he and I talked about that very thing, and I wished him good luck, and I said, I won't say anything about what could be beyond tonight. And he said, that'll be great. He knows, we all know, but players are players. You know the kids have looked. And you know they understand, hey, we win this game, we get a shot at redemption. And I said when we did the game here when TJ beat them, and I said after the game, it would not surprise me in a playoff scenario if they play one another that Peters Township wins. We'll see. They have to take care of business this evening. If they do that, they may get an opportunity.
Shoot around ending. We'll be getting the introduction of the starting lineups here in just a moment. The next round for 5A boys is Thursday. Of course, sites and times will be announced once the WPIL gets the two participating schools, because you go to neutral sites so after you get past the first round. Anybody playing tonight plays again on Thursday. Tomorrow night's winners play on Friday as we start to get into the quarterfinal round, as we start to get into the exciting time of year here in the WPIAL winter sports season with boys and girls basketball playoffs. Of course, we've already started our wrestling postseason. We had team championships, now starting the individual championships, and for the first time ever, girls championships, which has been interesting to keep an eye on as well. Peters Township and Kiski area first round 5A boys basketball playoff action coming up when we come back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
Back here at Peters Township, the starting lineups being introduced. First for the visiting Kiski Cavaliers under Corey Smith. Their leading scorer, number one, a 6'2 senior, Isaiah Gonzalez, averaging 18.5 per game. 6'3 senior, Terry Martin. 6'1 junior, Colin Keller. 6'2 junior, Carson Heinley. And a senior at 6 feet, Noah Timmons, who we understand shoots the three ball very well.
Has set a high school record for most threes at the school.
And for Peters Township, 6'1 senior Nate Miller, 6'1 senior Cam Mills, 5'11 junior Nick McCullough, a 5'11 sophomore Dylan Donovan, and the Indians' leading scorer at 17.6 per game, 6'3 senior Jack Dunbar. Dad Terry stopping by just briefly a minute or so ago.
Always does to wish us good luck, and we do the same for him. Fans still arriving, a nice crowd. We got a good section of students from Peters Township under one basket. Got a nice section from Kiski area under the other. This is what high school basketball is all about, Mark. It's exciting. It's a great time of year.
It really is. If you're a sports fan at all, even if you're not affiliated with any particular school, you know, go to a nearby school and watch a game, especially a playoff game, boys or girls, because they're very entertaining. You get your money's worth,
and it's revved up. The intensity, you can just feel the intensity in these games, and as you advance further along, it just gets that much more exciting.
Of course, the championship games at the Peterson Events Center. And that will be that second weekend in March. Dunbar for Peters Township. And Martin for Kiski with the tip. And ball tipped back to Isaiah Gonzalez. Dribbles into front court. Has the ball taken away. Quickly back come the Indians. Mills off a feed. Drives to the basket but can't hit the shot. I think it was Miller who set him up with the pass, and quickly the Cavaliers come the other way. Bounce pass underneath, wide open, laying it off the glass, and in is Carson Heinley.
Well, one end, Peters missed a golden opportunity to go ahead, and the other end, Kiski capitalized. Little zone trap here.
And Cavaliers get their hands on the ball, and now sliding on the floor and picking it up for the Cavaliers is Heinle. So the Indians turn it over, trailing 2-0 early here. Gonzalez dribbles in the front court, looks things over, keeps that dribble alive.
Pierce Township, they will guard the ball hard. They will switch screens and trap you.
Timmons right side goes to Heinle at the top of the key. Now left side to Keller. Top of the key back to Martin. Martin right side to Gonzalez. Pass underneath down to the baseline. Terry Martin, I think he stepped on the baseline.
That's what the trail official said. He stepped on the – I didn't see it.
I didn't see a traveling signal, so I'm going to assume he stepped on the baseline.
We're going with stepping out of bounds.
So back comes Peters Township. Down by a pair here in the early going, just a little over a minute in. Miller gave it up to Donovan, then right back to Miller out high, directing traffic.
And Kiske area in a zone. Coach Ehrman from Peters Township said they would play some zone.
Dunbar, cross-court pass, get it out high. And Miller takes a bump at the top of the key from Isaiah Gonzalez, and that'll be a foul.
Well, there's no question. The fans didn't like it from Kiske area, but you cannot bump into an offensive player who's trying to advance north to south. Automatic call.
Donovan inbounds to Nate Miller. Miller gives to Donovan near the top of the key. He'll dribble right side, go in the corner. Jumper by McCullough won't go. Tipped around. Gonzalez has it for the Cavaliers. Quickly up the floor to Timmons. Got a little bump, but still awkwardly able to put it up and in.
Tell you what, he made a difficult shot, Mark.
Yeah, he was, I don't want to say off balance, but his body got turned around a little bit, but still able to get it up and in.
And Kiske's in a 2-2-1 zone, full court trap to slow Peters Township down. So far, they've done it exactly the way they want to.
Dunbar along the baseline, kicks it back out, swing it to the top of the key. Now left side to McCullough, high post jumper coming from Dunbar, and it's good, and the Indians are on the board.
And when he makes his first, he normally shoots it well.
Indians with some pressure in the backcourt now. McCullough, he's going to foul Gonzalez reaching in.
Yeah, he had his lead arm leaning on the dribbler, and they're going to call that. You cannot do that. And here are some substitutions, as we talked about. Peters Township subs early and often.
Amari Gonzalez checks in for Kiske area. Sean Thelk for the Indians. Also, Mickey Vaccarello in for Peters Township. Isaiah Gonzalez dribbles left side of the lane, dumps it to the right side, wide open underneath. Heinle had his shot blocked, and then too strong on the other side.
Well, Dunbar on the nice block that time.
Now near corner, jumper for three is good from the near corner for Dylan Donovan.
When I saw them play earlier, Dylan Donovan made six threes. I mean, he can really shoot. When his feet are set, he's deadly.
5-4, Peters Township. Just under 5 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. Isaiah Gonzalez drives to the basket, puts up a shot, a little too strong, rolls around. Rebound by Heinle. His shot rejected out of bounds by Dunbar.
How about Jack Dunbar? And he was the help side. He was not the main defender, so that's twice he came off and blocked the shot out of bounds. Good job by Jack Dunbar.
Amari Gonzalez, brother of Isaiah, inbounds. And then gets it right back, top of the key. There's the three from Timmons, high off the back of the rim. Hits the floor, Dunbar has it, and he'll push it up the floor for Peters Township. Go right side. Kick it to near side Vaccarello. Drive split, a couple of defenders. Shot comes up short. Timmons with a rebound for Kiske area.
Yeah, tough shot that time. He hit a double clutch. Really did not have a good angle on it.
Cavaliers in front court. Amari Gonzalez shut off at the low block. Kicks it back out. Jumper from the right wing wouldn't go for Keller, and then a rebounding foul underneath.
Yeah, it's got to be over the back on Kiske area.
Dunbar and Timmons both ended up on the floor and
they called
exchanged some pleasantries.
They did. I think they were asking about a TV show they watched last night.
So Heinle called for a foul, his first, team second.
This little pressure just slows you down enough that you cannot get into a running type game.
Miller gets into front court, goes right side to Felk, down low. Vaccarello, again, double teamed, but spins out of it and puts up a shot that rolls around, won't go, gets his own rebound, kicks it back out, top of the key, Miller. fakes the three, and he got Terry Martin, got him to move his feet and commit a foul.
Mark, these guys are calling this game tight early on. I think that's something you got to keep an eye on if you're a player for either team. You don't want to pick up careless reaching fouls.
So three fouls here in the opening quarter. Delk was double-teamed in the backcourt, and the ball was off of him and out of bounds. Isaiah Gonzalez and Amari both back there to double-team Felk and forced him to turn it over.
Well, they double-team out of their zone, so you have to be aware of that if you're Peters Township. You don't want to hold the ball and catch it in a bad area.
Isaiah Gonzalez dribbles into front court, kicks it far side. Timmons for three, long rebound after the miss, goes all the way out to the free throw line and hits the floor. Cavaliers come up with it. Back out to Isaiah Gonzalez, dribble into the lane, put up a shot with a left hand, won't go. Rebound for the Indians, Cam Mills. He'll give it to Felk and then quickly to Miller, who brings it up the floor. Miller back to Felk, long three from just right of the top of the key, wouldn't go. Rebound hits the floor, and Isaiah Gonzalez has it for Kiske. Hits a teammate driving to the basket, shot comes up short. Indians end up with a rebound. Terry Martin with a miss, Felk with a rebound, and then a reach-in foul, I believe, going to be called on Martin. Actually, they're going to call that on Amari Gonzalez. That'll be his first.
Aggressive. Both teams very aggressive. And when you get the basketball there, it's the double team is coming at you if you're Peters Township. So you've got to be aware moving that basketball.
Already four fouls on Kiske area.
Next foul, they'll shoot two, Mark.
3 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. Top of the key, Dylan Donovan dribbles to his left. Now goes to Dunbar out high for the three. Off the front of the rim, follow put back up and in by Mills.
Yeah, great job by Cameron Mills to get the offensive putback.
And a reach-in foul on the inbounds play against Nick McCullough. That'll be his second.
Well, he's got to understand. They've called it tight. Can't reach. Now he has to come out. Two quick fouls.
Thomas Aspinall in the game now for Peters Township as McCullough goes to the bench.
And here's where I think my opinion is the depth really helps Peters Township.
Long pass up the floor, caught nicely and taken up to the basket and put in by Terry Martin.
Yeah, that was really a well-designed inbounds play against Peters Township's pressure, Mark.
7-6, Peters Township leads. Ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by Donovan. It was tipped ahead of him before it got to him by Noah Timmons.
Peters just, they look a little unsure about this zone. Most teams have played them man-to-man, and sometimes it takes a while to get yourself going, but they've got to get the ball to the high post. From there, good things will happen.
And we've got a whistle here. We're going to inbound again. Just as the ball was inbounded, the scorer's table buzzed to stop play.
Well, that was an inadvertent buzzer. I don't know why they stopped play.
Cavaliers don't quite get it in. Dunbar cut in front of Keller and knocked it out of bounds. Cavaliers will inbound now from front court. Amari Gonzalez gets it into backcourt to Keller. Keller back to Amari Gonzalez. Dribbles into front court, and that pass, I think that one was tipped by Dunbar and then off of Keller and out of bounds to the Indians.
Exactly. It just hit him in almost the head area and hands, and he couldn't hold it. Credit Jack Dunbar with that defensive effort there.
Here's the high post you were talking about. Tom Mills kicks it back to Donovan. Now top of the key, Miller. Miller going to drive the lane, kick it left side from the wing for three. Off the front of the rim, Mills went up and got fouled. He didn't get a shot off, and he came back down to the floor, but he was fouled.
Well, again, Cameron Mills on the offensive rebound and was able to draw the foul, so he'll go shoot two free throws.
Yeah, 15 foul, second on Amari Gonzalez. And Mills good on the first free throw.
Cam Mills is one of those players that does all the dirty work. He's a tremendous defender. He hits the boards hard. They always put him on a tough offensive player.
Second free throw by Mills, good as well. He has four. It's a 9-6 Peters Township lead. Just under 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Isaiah Gonzalez dribbles into front court. Pulls up there, guarded by Nate Miller.
Nate Miller, great, great ball defender there.
Terry Martin goes right side from the wing. A three for Keller. comes up short. Mills in traffic, pulls in the rebound.
I'll tell you what, a lot of contact on that rebound, Mark.
Now Dunbar trying to go baseline. Ball stolen away from him, and Dunbar tried to get it back, and we're going to get a held ball call. The arrow to Peters Township. So Nate Miller will inbound from underneath the basket. Miller gets it in. Dunbar juggled it a little bit. Gets it back out to Donovan. Donovan out high. Left side to Miller. Miller dribbles out high. Left side Dunbar. Free throw line. Vaccarello into the lane. Then kicks it back out to Donovan. Donovan back out to Miller. Now Mills right side. Donovan for three. Off the back of the rim. Wouldn't go. Dunbar tried to take the rebound away from Carson Heinle, but Dunbar knocked it out of bounds. So Cavaliers ball, 1 minute to go, first quarter, 9-6 Peters Township.
Been a really intense first quarter. These two teams are getting after each other. I'm impressed with both of them in terms of defensive effort.
Thelk in, Donovan out. Here's another long pass. Man wide open at the free throw line, taking it and laying it up and in is Owen Pearson off the bench with a bucket for Kiski area. They've beaten Peters Township with long inbounds passes twice.
That is twice. That is correct. And in a game I watched earlier, TJ beat him five times in the first half exactly the same way. So they must have watched some film on that.
9-8, Indians with the ball in front court. Dunbar from the left wing for three. Off the rim, just a tad too strong.
Yeah, he normally knocks those open ones down.
Jacob Musselman with the rebound. Gonzalez with a little behind-the-back dribble as he gets into front court. Musselman gives it back to Isaiah Gonzalez. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Gonzalez guarded by Mills. Gonzalez, little stop and go, goes to the baseline, gives up the dribble, looks for a cutter, and fouled on the way to the basket is Terry Martin. Going to be Nate Miller picking up his first. So 6'3 senior Terry Martin with 2 points in the game with a couple of free throws here. Can give the Cavaliers the lead if he makes both. The first one drops in.
Shooter's touch. Got all of the rim on that shot.
Isaiah Gonzalez out of the game. Noah Timmons in. Just 9 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter. Second free throw due here to Martin. That one off the back of the rim. And Pearson comes up with a rebound for the Cavaliers. Timmons, swing it right side. Long three, wouldn't go for Martin. Rebound kicked around. Timmons' shot comes up short. And we've come to the end of the first quarter, tied at 9. Between Peters Township and Kiski area, back momentarily here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
End of one, tied at 9, and I guess we haven't seen anything really unexpected, Tom, right?
No, we haven't. I don't think either team has shot the ball particularly well from the perimeter. Dylan Donovan hit 1-3, but the perimeter shots have not been falling. We'll see which team gets hot here. It's been an even game, a well-played game, physical game, too.
Cavaliers with the basketball. Getting turned around is Musselman. Then he goes to Gonzalez, driving to the basket. His shot rolled around, wouldn't fall. Ball is loose, picked up by the Cavaliers. We've got a whistle and a foul. Musselman tried to take it to the basket, but I believe Sean Thelka is going to get called for his first foul.
Now, Peters had the rebound, but they did not secure it. They have to understand that this team's going after you. Even if you get a rebound, they're going to try to take it off of you.
Musselman's free throw in and out. Musselman, a junior at 6 feet. Second free throw on the way. That one's good. So that breaks the 9-all tie. Again, some pressure in the backcourt. And the Indians throw it away, but it goes into front court where Vaccarello can get it along the far sideline. Hops into the lane, kicks it out. Jumper for three. Wouldn't go for Aspinall. And a foul after Isaiah Gonzalez came up with a rebound.
And that was Vaccarello that time on the reach-in. Lots of fouls being called early.
10-9, Cavaliers lead, 7:35 to go first half. Carson Heinle to inbound for Kiske, gets it into Isaiah Gonzalez, who will bring it up the floor. Aspinall on him. Gonzalez into front court. Keeps the dribble going. Looks things over. Goes behind the back, then dribbles left side of the lane, puts up a runner, a little too strong off the glass. Follow too strong as well. And Vaccarello comes up with the rebound after the miss by Musselman. Vaccarello trying to go into the lane, and then he got kind of knocked off balance, and his pass to the far corner was intercepted by Pearson. Now the Indians intercept the pass in front court. That's McCullough, and he's tripped up trying to drive the baseline.
Well, no, they're calling an offensive foul. And if that's correct, that will be his third.
It is.
And those two reach-ins he had earlier now really have cost him because he has to come out of the game. He will not play again. He's one of their valuable guards.
Yeah, I've got to wonder whether we'll see him the remainder of this first half.
Well, I don't think we will.
So Kiske area, 10-9 lead. Isaiah Gonzalez into front court. Throws it underneath, and Pearson was going to the basket, but Nate Miller with a nice job to cut in front of him and knock the ball out of his hands and out of bounds without committing a foul.
Yeah, Pearson had a layup, but credit Nate Miller on the hustle.
Musselman inbounds, gets it to Pearson. Pearson, low block, spins, puts up a shot, won't go, tipped, and the Indians come up with it. Mills to Miller, who brings it up the floor on the far side. Miller, bounce pass. To Mills at the high post, kick it back out to Miller. Miller goes left side to Donovan, back to Miller. Miller dribbled it off his foot and into backcourt. That's going to be a violation and a turnover.
Some sloppy play early by Peters Township. They're out of sync on offense. I think the zone has really bothered them. The trap's out of it. You've got to get in the gaps. You've got to penetrate, but you got to have ball movement side to side, Mark, and so far they haven't done that. Few times they've gotten it to the post, they've been effective.
Heinle gets it into Isaiah Gonzalez. Still 10-9 for Kiske area as we near 6 minutes remaining in the first half. Gonzalez cross-court pass. Jumper from the near corner. Good for three from Colin Keller.
Well, he was confident with that. Good-looking stroke. Peters down four.
Miller walks it up the floor. Goes right side to Donovan. Donovan back to Miller out high. Puts it on the floor once. Goes to Mills. Now down low to Aspinall. Double team. Kick it back out to Miller. Top of the key. Miller. Left side Donovan. Donovan to the free throw line. Back to Miller. Left side. Mills for three. His shot is good.
Yeah, the answer. Cameron Mills. That time they had good ball reversal and Mills was wide open and he was able to knock it down.
Well, by the time he let go of that ball, he had a defender right in his face.
Yeah, well, he was hustling, but was able to get the good release.
Isaiah Gonzalez splits defenders and takes it right down the middle and lays it up and in. His first bucket of the night.
Well, he's missed three or four of those, but he put that one in.
Donovan dribbles left side of the lane, kicks it back out. Mills again for three, and he's good again.
How about that? Unsung hero.
He's got 10. Kiske wants a timeout. Tied at 15. 5:06 to go first half. Back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. GMC trucks. We've got a great selection of trucks coming in. Yukon, Yukon XL, Sierras, half tons, three-quarter tons, HDs. Let's talk about Buick for a minute. The 24 Buick Encore GX. If you haven't seen one of these, they are absolutely gorgeous. Come up and drive a new Buick home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeergm.com. Bud Baer.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
You know, it's funny, Tom, you talked about Peters Township maybe struggling a little bit with that zone, and I know that it's not the only way, but one way to beat it, is I've always heard, is to shoot over top of it, and the Indians have done that with back-to-back threes from Mills.
Yeah, and if you can shoot it with some consistency, that's going to really help you get your offense going.
Foul on Jaden Greco as he fouled Isaiah Gonzalez coming up the floor.
And I'll give credit to Cam Mills because he's not normally option number one, but he confidently took those shots, and he nailed them both.
Finally gets it inbounds, and the Indians take it away. It's Mills again, goes right side. Greco looked at the three, didn't take it. Back out to Miller, left side Thelk. Long three from the wing, off the front of the rim. Rebound comes all the way out to Miller. He'll drive the lane, put it up, and draw a foul.
Yeah, good call there on the block. I thought they were going to call a charge, but you've got to be set on that charge.
Noah Timmons picking up his first.
Well, and the other way you beat a zone is you got to penetrate it. And that time, Nate Miller was able to get all the way to the rim. So that's a positive for Peters Township.
Miller good on the first free throw, his first point of the night. Gives the Indians a 16-15 lead. Vaccarello back in as Dunbar goes to the bench for Peters Township. Miller, the 6'1 senior. Second free throw off the back of the rim won't go. Vaccarello kept it alive and got it to Greco. Greco slipped a little bit, but gets it back out to Nate Miller, so they get the offensive rebound off the missed free throw. Greco back out high to Miller. Left side, Mills down low to Vaccarello. Back out to Mills. That's his spot from the wing for three. This went up a little bit short off the rim. Pearson with a rebound, poked away from him by Greco. Pearson able to retrieve it before it goes out of bounds on the far side. Cross-court pass to Keller. Keller to Martin on the right wing. Gives it back to Isaiah Gonzalez. Nearing the midway point of the second quarter, Peters Township by one. Gonzalez, little stop and go, goes into the lane. Kicks it left side to Keller. Keller started toward the corner, reversed, comes back out, gives to Pearson. Now near side to Terry Martin. Martin, nice little crossover there. Shot a little bit too strong. Battle for the rebound. Coming up with it and putting it up and in is Carson Heinle. That ball was loose, and he had to take it away from one of the Indians to get it and then put it back up.
Yeah, strong move that time by Heinle.
Miller drives into the lane, dishes to Vaccarello, splits two defenders, puts it up with the left hand, too strong, trying to get his own rebound, but off Vaccarello's hands and out of bounds to the Cavaliers. 17-16 Kiske, 3:33 to go in the second quarter.
And that's a shot Vaccarello doesn't miss often, Mark. He's really good around the basket, but he just was a little off balance when he took that shot.
Heinle inbounds to Isaiah Gonzalez. Guarded closely by Aspinall.
They're not giving him any space, and they are helping on up. Oh, not this time.
Gets around Aspinall, does Gonzalez, goes to the basket and scores.
Well, I was just getting ready to say they've been helping on all of his drives, but that time he just went right to the basket.
Mills looked at the three from that same spot, gave it back to Miller. His pass was deflected by Gonzalez, but Miller able to retrieve it. Greco double-teamed in the far corner. Gets it out high. Mills goes in the air to get it, and then he got hit, I think, in the face inadvertently by Keller.
Right. Officials right on top of that.
Actually, they're going to call that on Terry Martin, his second. And we've got a Peters Township timeout. 3:04 remaining in the first quarter. Timeout, or I should say first half, 19-16 Kiske area in the lead. Back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Each team has used one timeout so far.
Well, Mark, you talked about how do you beat that zone. Another way you do is you beat them down the floor. You try to get out in transition. Peters is very good in doing that, but tonight they have not been able to get down the floor and get easy buckets.
Indians with a basketball. Donovan right side. Goes to Dunbar high post. Bounce pass down low. Vaccarello with a reverse layup attempt, but got fouled, I believe, by Timmons.
I'll tell you what, the way he grabbed him could have almost been an intentional foul, because Vaccarello had a layup. He just grabbed and held him. I mean, that's an intentional foul. I'm surprised they didn't call that.
It is on Timmons, his second. Vaccarello good on the free throw.
Peters 4 out of 5 early in the game. Vaccarello's first point of the evening.
Second free throw due to the 6'3 junior, and he's good on it. Pulls Peters Township to within one. Now Peters Township with some pressure in the backcourt. Get it into Gonzalez, and the Indians peel back somewhat. Aspinall still guarding Gonzalez.
They will jump you out of that, Mark.
Gonzalez along the far sideline. Boy, really nice dribbling there by Gonzalez, and now gives it up, goes to Pearson right side, and Pearson traveled with it.
You can see Gonzalez is really skilled, but Peters Township is very much aware of that, and they are trying to make it very difficult on him. He's a nice player, and he's a lefty. Sometimes that's difficult to adjust to.
Peters Township with a basketball after the turnover. Dunbar on the right wing, goes to Miller out high. Miller pulls back now. Right side to Aspinall, bounce pass Dunbar, high post jumper, a little too strong off the back of the rim. Pearson gets the rebound in the far corner.
Yeah, but that was a good shot for him to take. He's got to take more shots. Jack Dunbar's their leading scorer. He's only taken a couple shots.
Gonzalez pulls up inside the free throw line and pushes one up and in. He has 6. It's a 3-point lead again for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, that was a beautiful floater by Gonzalez. If he'd have taken it all the way in, he'd have charged.
Dunbar right side, goes to Miller top of the key. Left side Aspinall, high post to Dunbar. Far side jumper for 3 from Donovan, came up short. Pearson with a rebound for Kiske area. And now Gonzalez gets it back from Colin Keller. Gonzalez dribbles far side, gets turned around by Aspinall. 3 from the wing on the far side, but a whistle prior to the shot. Keller made the 3, and they're going to say that's a good basket.
And that foul's on Dunbar.
Yes, it is. I didn't see what he did, but I saw a body for Kiske area go to the floor. Clearly, that was the result of that contact.
And I'm sorry, Mark, I didn't get who made the 3. Was it Keller?
I believe it was. So Kiske area with a basketball, under a minute and a half to go. They have a 6-point lead. And Gonzalez dribbles it off his knee and out of bounds to Peters Township.
Yeah, trying to do a little too much that particular possession. But, boy, I'll tell you what, this team from Kiske area, solid. Peters Township, they had their work cut out. They have not adapted to this zone. Here's a good job against the press.
Break the press. Vaccarello open underneath. Has his shot blocked from behind, but a foul committed by Musselman.
I have him for 3. Is that correct, or am I miscounting?
No, I have that as his first.
Oh, that's right. My mistake.
You're looking, well, okay. First free throw by Vaccarello off the back of the rim, no good. Timmons heads to the bench for the Cavaliers. Vaccarello's second free throw, and that one rattles around but falls in. 5-point game. Minute 15 remaining here in the first half. Isaiah Gonzalez double-teamed in backcourt. Gets some help in Musselman. Musselman goes back to Gonzalez, back to Musselman, and Indians Miller almost got a hand on it. Musselman spins inside the free throw line, goes to the basket, and held ball. I think it was that Miller or Vaccarello got his hand. I think it was Miller hand on the ball and just kept it there.
Miller did an outstanding job that time being able to get that jump ball, and possession goes to Peters Township.
Yeah, Pearson just went down.
He had all ball.
Dunbar takes the pass, top of the key, jumper for three for Donovan. Spins out, won't go. And Gonzalez, after the rebound, brings it up the floor with under 50 seconds remaining in the half. Again, pin Gonzalez against the midcourt stripe on the sideline, but he just banks it off one of the Indians and out of bounds.
And that's on Gonzalez. You as a point guard cannot be dribbling the ball and stop in that area. That's like an extra defender.
Gonzalez with the basketball. 35 seconds to go in the half. Gonzalez to Keller. Keller sees a lane right down the middle, puts it up, kind of back over his head and scores.
Yeah, just beat direct drive to the basket.
Keller has eight, 20 seconds to go in the half. 7-point lead for Kiske area. And Donovan has a pass knocked out of his hands and out of bounds by Carson Heinley. 16.6 seconds to go. Indians would like to get a bucket here and just cut into that lead a little bit before halftime.
Yeah, any kind of points right now would be big. Right? They're just not... They have been out of sorts against this zone. Part of the reason they've taken the threes, they're not making them. Mark, if they make a couple of those open shots, with the exception of Cam Mills, I mean, things look a lot better right now.
A lot of last-second substitutions here for both teams. And now Donovan takes the inbound. Dribbles to the right side, looks for help, finds it in Felk in the corner. Back to Donovan. He'll put it on the floor, dribble right side, kick it back out. Felk, long three from the wing, just does catch the front of the rim. The Cavaliers with a rebound, and time runs out in the first half. 26-19, Kiske area leads Peters Township here at the half after a 9-9 tie at the end of the first quarter. We'll talk about the first half when we come back here in just a minute on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Peters Township boys down by seven here at the half, 26-19 to Kiske area. Washington boys down to Elwood City, 29-15 at the half, in a game that we have for you over on 1450 AM. Tom, before we talk about the first half, there's something, you know, big picture we can talk about here. Very important to get to the quarterfinals, because the top seven in 5A qualify for the state tournament. You get to the quarterfinals, you're obviously in the top eight, but they've gone back to the consolation games, if you want to call them that, you're going to play out in terms of follow the winner, which is what they did for a number of years. And for lack of a better word, consolation bracket earlier, and then they did away with that. Now they brought it back last year. So if you get to the quarterfinals, you get to, you don't have to worry about what anybody else does. You still control your own destiny. You can work your way back through that consolation bracket and finish seventh. You lose tonight, you have no chance. You're done. Your season's over. You cannot get to the state playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. And I like the play-in idea that you get a chance to play yourself in rather than have to rely on another opponent that beat you. But I'm concerned here. Peters Township's offense is kind of in a stalemate, not really doing much against the zone. And not a typical offensive output by Peters Township. Look, they're down seven. Yeah, no panic. They've been in these situations before. They just, for some reason, look a little out of sync. Jack Dunbar's only taken a few shots, and I think he needs to step that up. You know, even if he has to force a couple drives and a couple of jumpers, got to get him more involved. When he gets involved, it seems like other players seem to follow along and play and pick up their play. But you got to give a lot of credit to Kiski area. They're defending well, especially on Jack Dunbar. And they are doing a great job on the offensive end, knocking shots down and driving it to the basket.
And we can also remind you right now that this game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. And, you know, we talked about Peters Township, Bill, yeah. I'm still in football mode.
That's okay.
Tom, we talked about Peters Township. The Kiski side of the coin, too, they've lost in the first round in heartbreaking fashion the last couple of years where they have had fourth quarter leads and weren't able to hold on to them. So they've got some seniors that have been, you know, suffered some heartbreaking ends to their season. So, you know, they're a little motivated to not have that happen to them again this year.
But that being in the back of their mind, trust me, if this game gets tight in the final few possessions, that is something that could creep back up. I mean, right now, they're outplaying Peters Township, plain and simple. They're getting to the basket. They're doing a much better job in shutting down what Peters Township is trying to do on the offensive end, taking away transition and making it very difficult. I mean, 19 points is uncharacteristic for them. Peters usually scores a ton of points, but tonight so far it's been a slow-paced game. Credit them. That's the zone defense and the zone press 2-2-1 full court in slowing Peters Township down. And when you make a team do something it doesn't want to do, oftentimes it affects how they score.
And we can have confirmed the first half scoring, so let's run that down for you. Cam Mills leads all scorers with 10 points with a couple of threes he made on back-to-back trips down the floor earlier for the Indians. I thought that might kind of spark Peters Township a little bit, Tom, but Kiski did not allow that to happen.
No, they didn't, and there are two ways to look at that. You know, when a player that normally doesn't score often scores the points, but you're holding these other guys in check, like Vaccarella normally makes 2 to 3 putbacks. He's missed them all. Jack Dunbar, 2 points. I mean, he averages 17 a game, and in many cases, he's scoring way well over that. Nate Miller, 2 points. And then the foul trouble, I think, is real significant here. Nick McCullough's 3 fouls. He's been very good for them. He's got 3 fouls. He can't be as aggressive. It's taken all his offense away because he's had to sit. And you look at the other side of the coin, and you see a little different picture here. Very balanced in their scoring, Mark.
Yeah, just to finish up with Peters Township, you mentioned Jack Dunbar with 2, Mickey Vaccarello with 3, Dylan Donovan with 3, and Nate Miller with 1. Leading the way for the Cavaliers is Colin Keller with 8 points. Isaiah Gonzalez, their leading scorer, with 6. Terry Martin also has 3. Jacob Musselman with 1. Carson Heinle, Noah Timmons, and Owen Pearson with 2 each.
Yeah, and you look at, for example, Isaiah Gonzalez, the 6 points he scored, he has had to work very, very hard for those. And that's a good thing if you're Peters Township. They got to pick it up on the offensive end. I like their defense. I think they're playing very solid defensively. Gave a couple of easy baskets up against the press. So that's 4 points right there in the last direct drive by Gonzalez. That's 6 points. That's almost your lead. So tighten a few things up on the defensive end and continue to try to dissect that zone and make some shots. They can get right back into this.
And just, again, we have the Elwood City, Washington game over on 1450 AM. We've got two games for you tomorrow, both with the airtime at 6:45. The Burgettstown boys at Bishop Canavan. That'll be here on 95.3 FM. And on 1450 AM, the Woodland Hills girls at Trinity. And, of course, all our games online as well at WJPA.com. We'll see what shakes out the rest of the week in terms of, you know, again, with tonight's winners advancing to Thursday, tomorrow's winners advancing to Friday. We're not going to go too deep down the road as far as what we might potentially bring you later on in the week. We'll just have to see how things shake out here in the early part of the week. But looking at bringing you a game on Wednesday night as well. And, of course, high school wrestling this weekend on WJPA, AA, WPIAL tournament on 1450 AM. That will be, I believe, 4:45. We start on Friday night and then back on Saturday morning for another full day of action in AA. The top eight wrestlers in the WPIAL at this weekend's tournament advance to next week's Southwest Regional at Altoona. AAA gets underway with their action this weekend as well. We'll have the Southern Sectional with Trinity and Canada McMillan and the other two teams in that combined section tournament. We'll have that for you online at WJPA.com. So, again, fun time of year. A couple of more, three more weeks actually left in the high school wrestling season. And a bit longer to go in the basketball season with still the WPIL championships a couple of weeks away and then the state tournament after that.
Well, Mark, our county teams have not done well so far in the early rounds, and I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that Peters Township can solve this zone that's been put up here by the Cavaliers. And you know, I really don't think they've played their best offensive game. I expect them to get right back in this thing here starting in the second half.
Now shoot around complete here as both teams get ready to start the second half. It's a 26-19 lead for Kiski area. They outscored Peters Township 17-10 in that second quarter.
It's just a big surprise to me. If you'd have told me that Peters would be down in the first half, I would have been would have probably disagreed. But you know, once I dug a little deeper into this Kiski team, understanding the competitive section they were in and how they've played teams, this is not a surprise. They're a very good basketball team, and they've got skilled players, and they're taking advantage of the things they do well.
So just about ready to start the third quarter here from Peters Township's AHN Arena. Cavaliers already with their five out on the floor, and now a little huddle for the five Peters Township players who are going to start this third quarter with, you know, just maybe a little more motivation to make up this seven-point deficit as we begin the third quarter.
Kiski
starts with the basketball.
Urgency. They have to understand what's at stake here.
Double team in the backcourt. Gonzalez able to go to Terry Martin. Martin bounce pass ahead into front court. The Cavaliers go to the near corner with Timmons, a long three wouldn't go. Dunbar with a rebound for the Indians. His long pass up the floor got to Donovan, but then knocked out of his hands and out of bounds by Terry Martin.
Well, good look by Dunbar. I'm pushing the ball down the floor. I like that. But you see how quickly that Kiski area gets back in defensive transition. It did an excellent job.
Donovan inbounds to Miller. Mills, now Dunbar at the top of the key, stripped of the ball, lying on the floor. Dunbar able to get it back after Mills with a nice job to go to the floor and get that loose ball, and just got it right to Dunbar, who puts it in.
I'll tell you what, Mills has played an awesome game. He's been great.
A little pressure again by Peters Township. Trying to give Gonzalez some trouble. He lobs it ahead to Timmons, now in the near corner to Martin. Timmons gets it back, dribbles to the top of the key, gives it back to Isaiah Gonzalez. Gonzalez out near midcourt. Spins at the free throw line, kicks it to the near corner. Timmons for three, that's good.
He's their shooter. You know, you just knew he was going to make something soon, Mark.
That's his first three of the night. McCullough back in there to start the third quarter for Peters Township. He's in the corner, kicks it back out to Miller. He'll dribble out high. Miller goes right side to McCullough, near corner. Dunbar for three, wouldn't go, and the rebound for Colin Keller.
Yeah, good look by Dunbar. He's just not been able to knock the shots down.
Keller will bring it into front court for the Cavaliers. Pull up at the high post, looks for help, finds it in Gonzalez. Gonzalez holds, gets a screen, gets around Dunbar, and then has his shot rejected by Mills. Mills to McCullough, then to Dunbar, and he'll lay it up and in.
Well, I thought Gonzalez got hammered on that drive, and there was no call. Can't understand that at all, Mark.
Nor can the Cavaliers and their fans.
I'd be furious.
2 minutes in, 6-point lead for the Cavaliers. And again, the Indians with Mills all over Hindley as he tried to take a pass down low. Ball knocked out of bounds to the Cavaliers.
Well, I think this is what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to exert themselves defensively here, get some steals, and just be disruptive. And that's what they're doing right now, Peters Township.
Cavaliers get it inbounds. Martin out high. Gave up the dribble, finds Gonzalez. Gonzalez puts it on the floor, pulls up, looks for a cutter in Martin. His pass across the lane to a wide open Hindley. He couldn't hit the shot. And now a whistle as the ball went out of bounds. Last touched by the Indians.
Aspinwall took one right to the nose. Not intentionally, but you see him rubbing his nose now.
Hindley takes the inbounds pass. Got shut off on his drive. Decided to put up a shot. Wouldn't go. Follow would not go either for Martin.
Oh, and the coaches from Kiski area are just beside themselves because there is a lot of contact. They were over the back. There's no doubt in my mind. That's twice they haven't gotten calls. He's just, Corey Smith, not happy.
So, again, Cavaliers inbound. Lob it into Gonzalez. Indians have really gotten physical defensively. Now Dunbar with the steal. He's in all alone, and he'll jam it in.
Well, you knew he was dunking it. Maybe that'll get him jump-started. Three straight field goals for Dunbar.
And we've got a timeout on the floor. 5:53 to go in the third, 29-25 Kiski area. We're back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Indians picking up their defensive intensity and physicality, and I guess you could say they're fortunate that the officials are letting them play a little bit.
Well, they are. They were down eight. Now they're only down four. They've cut that in half, but they're still behind. That's the amazing part. With that kind of a rally, you would think, okay, we're ahead, but they're not. Credit Kiski. They're not going to go away here this evening.
Gonzalez brings it up the floor, guarded by Aspinall. Now double-teamed along the near sideline, and Aspinall with a clear bump that time. You can't let that one go.
No, and he bailed him out because they were able to get him in that trap, and that foul was unnecessary. I like the idea of trapping him, taking the ball out of his hands.
First foul on Aspinall. Timmons for three from the left wing, and it's good. He's got two threes in this quarter.
Yeah, and when he sets his feet, you can just put it in the scorebook.
Indians in front court. Felk right side to Miller. Back to Felk, top of the key. He'll launch the three off the back of the rim. Vaccarello with a rebound, but lost it. And we're going to get an over-the-back call here. That's Hindley picking up his second.
Yeah, Carson Hindley.
Quick inbounds to Dunbar. His three wouldn't go. Vaccarello, another strong rebound. And he's double-teamed on the baseline. He's just going to take it up. Shot wouldn't go. Battles trying to get his own rebound, but Timmons ripped it away from him. And now Vaccarello going to get called for a reach-in.
Oh, boy. No. Coach Ehrman not happy because his guy got banged around. And I think both coaches have a little bit of a beef here. This game has gotten extremely physical. You've got to call those fouls, period.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Were they not calling it a little tighter in the first, especially the first quarter?
They were. And now all of a sudden they decide, okay, we're not going to call these. Well, you can't do that. These teams will kill one another. I mean, they're aggressive.
Cavaliers get the ball in to Gonzalez. McCullough's got to be careful guarding him with three fouls.
He really does.
Gonzalez lobs it to the far side, and now Timmons for three again, and he hits another one.
Cannot let him set his feet. They letting him catch and shoot. You got to make him do something different.
10-point lead for Kiski area. Dylan Donovan for Peters Township in the lane, and I think it was Amari Gonzalez. Nope, they're going to call that on Colin Keller.
Colin Keller.
His first. Three fouls on Peters Township, one on the Cavaliers. Bounce pass stolen away. Cavaliers just cut off the passing lane. Here goes Timmons down on the right side of the lane, I should say left side. Puts up a shot that wouldn't go, but he was fouled.
Cameron Mills on the foul.
His first.
Peters Township down 10, could be down 12 here shortly. I mean, it not good.
And they just corrected the board. Kiski area with two fouls. Still showing three for Peters Township. I think what they did was they put the foul originally on the wrong side of the board.
They put it on the wrong side.
First free throw by Musselman was no good. He's got 1 point tonight. And the second one off the rim wouldn't go. Ball kicked around and Vaccarello comes up with it. With cotton stuffed in his nose. Cam Mills crosses midcourt. His pass knocked away, but it goes to Felk. Now McCullough, left wing. Donovan for three. Comes up short. Rebound for Mills. He's double teamed and fouled.
Absolutely fouled. I mean, they fouled. Three guys just grabbed him. That was not a jump ball. Corey Smith wanted a jump ball, but the official was standing right there, Mark. And when the official's right on top of it, you can't argue with the call.
Foul was on Musselman. I have that as his second.
That's what I have.
So team fouls now even at three, just under 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. 10-point lead, 35-25 for Kiski area. McCullough, right side to Donovan. Goes into the lane, puts up a shot, won't go, but he was fouled as well. That's on Musselman again, so he's got three.
Quick fouls by Musselman. That's two back-to-back. But now Peters Township, they have to make free throws too. They've got to cut into this lead, get it to about 5 points before the fourth.
Donovan Good on the first free throw. He's got four. Gets the deficit in single digits. Donovan, a sophomore, with a second free throw on the way, and that one won't go. Gonzalez with a rebound, quickly to Amari Gonzalez, all the way up the floor. Timmons from the far corner with another three.
Well, and I'm going to tell you what, you saw the shot fake, Mark.
Check that. That was a two, not a three.
Okay, that gives him a two then.
Donovan just inside the arc at the other end. That wouldn't go off the back of the rim. Amari Gonzalez with the rebound for the Cavaliers. They lead by a dozen.
And the difference right now is Kiski area making shots, Peters Township not making shots. That is the difference.
Long pass, too tall for Terry Martin, off his hand and out of bounds to Peters Township with 3:15 to go in the quarter.
Peters took two very makeable shots in each of their last two possessions, and they didn't make any, whereas Kiski area made both of theirs.
McCullough to Mills, pulls up, put up a shot and drew a foul. Boy, it almost looked like he initiated that contact.
Well, he sort of did, but he was in the act of shooting, so they're going to call that a block.
That's on Timmons, and if you're Peters Township, you like that news, because I have that as three on Timmons.
Yeah, because if he keeps shooting, this game's over. Well, they said he can shoot it, but he's showing that.
Cam Mills good on a free throw. He has 11, and the deficit is 11. Still a lot of time left. 3:10 in the third.
Absolutely, Mark. There is a lot of time. So no panic here by Peters Township. They've been here before.
Mills, the 6'1 senior. Second free throw wouldn't go, but Miller with a rebound. Kick it back out to Donovan. Donovan right side to McCullough. Back to Donovan. Top of the key. Left side, Miller. Miller Gives up the dribble, goes back out high to Donovan. Donovan pulls up left side of the lane. McCullough now back out to Miller. Pulls up inside the free throw line, gives to Dunbar. Dunbar pull-up jumper off the back of the rim, wouldn't go. Ball loose, pulled in by Martin, and the Cavaliers with it.
Again, not to beat a dead horse, but that was a good shot, and they just didn't make it.
Isaiah Gonzalez dribbles inside the arc left side, looks for a cutter, and Pearson's shot too strong. The follow by Martin off the back of the rim wouldn't go either, and the Cavaliers save it. Good hustle by Pearson. Now in the lane, Amari Gonzalez is going to kick it to the far corner to Pearson. His pass out high, deflected out of bounds by Dylan Donovan. So Cavaliers still with the basketball.
What a great hustle, both teams on that possession, Mark. Lots of things going on.
Vaccarello in, Mills out for the Indians.
Peters Township needs to get some stops. They have to stack some stops and make some baskets, or they're going to find themselves in a very difficult position going into the fourth quarter.
Isaiah Gonzalez stops inside the free throw line, gives it off to Keller.
Oh, he walked. He got away with it.
Keller kicks it back out to Pearson, back to Keller in the corner. He'll dribble it back out, hand it off to Isaiah Gonzalez with under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. 38-27, Kiske area in the lead. Gonzalez drives to the basket, shot blocked by Vaccarello.
No way. No way.
For a foul.
That's the no. That was a bad call. That was a nice block.
Appeared to be from up here. Vaccarello picks up his third.
When it looked like two, I mean, take a look at Gonzalez. I think he maybe tweaked that ankle a little bit on that.
He's at the free throw line.
Didn't affect his free throw shot any.
Not there. He has seven. The lead is back to 12. McCullough in, Aspinall out for Peters Township. Felk going to enter and come in for Donovan.
Well, this could be a 13-point deficit here. That's, I don't know. When do we say it's maybe too much?
Isaiah Gonzalez with a second free throw. Wouldn't go. McCullough with a rebound. Gives to Dunbar, who pushes it up the floor. Dunbar drives to the basket, and he gets hammered by Colin Keller.
Had something to say. He's got to be very careful about that. Let the officials do their job. That was a pretty easy call because he got hammered.
Second foul on Keller, so Dunbar at the line to shoot a pair. Dunbar good on the first free throw. He has nine. And the way you were talking earlier made me think, I think it was a Yogi Berra saying, it's getting late early.
Well, it is. They've got to get this under double digits here.
Second free throw by Dunbar is good. 10-point lead for Kiske area. Minute 37 remaining in the third quarter. Gonzalez pushes it into front court. Gets the Indians with some help, but Gonzalez just goes right over and lays it in.
Well, the help came late. By the time the help came, he had already released the ball. Nice player, Gonzalez.
And Peters Township wants a timeout. Minute 20 to go in the third. 41-29. Kiske area in the lead. We're back momentarily here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. GMC trucks. We've got a great selection of trucks coming in. Yukon, Yukon XL, Sierras, half tons, three-quarter tons, HDs. Let's talk about Buick for a minute. The 24 Buick Encore GX. If you haven't seen one of these, they are absolutely gorgeous. Come up and drive a new Buick home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeergm.com. Bud Baer.
Tom, I just got word from R.J. Licey, our producer here at Peters Township, that you know that last bucket by Timmons that I thought was a three, he said the officials indicated it was a two, but they put it up as three on the board.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now, that may have been changed down below. It may be correct. But initially, that's the way our producer saw it.
Wow.
So still 41-29, Peters Township with the ball. Dunbar, top of the key, looks things over. Dribbles left side, stops at the baseline, kicks it back out to Miller. Miller drives, puts up a little scoop shot with the right hand and scores.
That's how you beat the zone. You penetrate the zone. If they don't stop you, you take it all the way. If they do, you kick it out.
10-point lead, Indians pressure. Get it in to Isaiah Gonzalez. Again, guarded by McCullough with those three fouls.
Yeah, he's got to be careful.
Gonzalez gets into front court. 40 seconds remaining in the quarter. Kiske area up by 10. Gonzalez along the far sideline. Gets it to Pearson out high. Knocked out of his hands by Vaccarello, but Pearson gets it back. Now Amari Gonzalez drives right side of the lane, puts up a shot over Dunbar that won't go. And Dunbar's going to get called for his second foul. And that's five fouls on Peters Township. So Amari Gonzalez, a sophomore, 6'1", looking to get on the scoreboard. He's got a couple of fouls, and he's good on his first free throw. Multiple substitutions for both teams with just under 23 seconds remaining here in the third quarter.
Younger Gonzalez, nice job on the first one.
Second free throw, good as well. So a 12-point lead for Kiske area. They pressure in the backcourt. Indians get it in. Dunbar gives it back to Miller. Miller into front court for Donovan. 14 seconds to go in the quarter. Donovan, a little no-look pass to Mills. Reverse layup, good.
Yeah, great pass that time by Donovan. Really good finish by Mills.
13 for Mills. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Amari Gonzalez gets it to Pearson. His heave with time running out will not go. So it is a 10-point lead, 43-33 for Kiske area after three quarters. Fourth quarter when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Back here at Peters Township's AHN Arena, we go to the fourth quarter with Kiske area leading Peters Township 43-33. Going to the fourth quarter in Washington as well, where Elwood City leads the Little Prexies 43-27. We have that game for you over on 1450 AM.
Well, Peters Township has their work cut out for them. They can ill afford to miss open shots. They cannot make mistakes. I mean, and they've got to do something to stack back-to-back stops. They've got to score and score in a hurry.
Peters Township starts the fourth with the basketball. Nick McCullough gives it off to Vaccarello, left side for Mills. Back to Miller, top of the key. Miller dribbles left side to Vaccarello, wide open underneath, and he lays it up and in.
That was a big possession, in my opinion. Got them under 10. They're eight, down eight. Now they can just hold them a couple stops. Here's a steal.
McCullough takes it away, gives it ahead to Mills. Mills gets bumped hard by Terry Martin, so he can't put the shot up.
Well, that was huge. Not only did they score, they got a stop and a steal, and now Cam Mills can make more of a dent into this lead.
Technically, he was getting into the act of shooting, so he will go to the line here.
Oh, no question about that. He got hammered pretty good.
Mills good on the first free throw. Senior with 14 points to lead Peters Township.
I'm telling you, he's one of those unsung heroes if they happen to pull this off.
Second free throw good as well, so Peters Township has scored the first 4 points here in the fourth quarter. Gotten it down to a 6-point deficit. Cavaliers in front court.
Another
ball passed hard, and it was last touched. I think one of the Indians got a hand on it initially, and then Carson Heinle had to go off him and out of bounds to Peters Township.
It came so hard, I thought it went off the top of his head almost.
So Indians looking to put a run together here to start the fourth quarter. Donovan Gets it ahead to McCullough, looks for Mills, wide open underneath Vaccarello. Again, the reverse layup too strong. Timmons with a rebound for the Cavaliers.
Well, he rushed the shot, Mark. He didn't have to do that.
Isaiah Gonzalez gets it into front court. Timmons for three, a little too strong. Indians with a rebound. Donovan, long pass ahead. McCullough going to go to the basket.
Oh, that's got to be intentional. That has to be. Yep.
He got hit hard.
Oh, my. Come on, guys. That has to be intentional or flagrant. It has to be.
The two officials talking it over.
Oh.
Nope. Just your regular garden variety foul.
Well, that was not the garden variety foul that I saw.
Oh, boy. Colin Keller picking up his third.
Whew, what a foul.
So a couple of shots for Nick McCullough. Picked up three fouls early. Missed most of the second quarter. And he misses the first free throw here. Yeah, 6-point lead, but still just under 7 minutes to go.
These fouls that Nick McCullough picked up took him out of rhythm. You know, he's an excellent free throw shooter, and he missed that first one. Made the second.
Yep, that's his first point of the night. Deficit is 5 for Peters Township. Pressure in the backcourt. Stolen away by Mills, and then he gets run into by Terry Martin. And Martin's a little slow getting up.
Yeah, but Martin, Cam Mills jumped in the air. Martin kind of came underneath, and I think his head hit him. I hope he's okay. That's you got to worry about concussion here.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, as you said, Mills went high in the air to take the pass. I'm not sure if the elbow of Mills hit
something hit him.
Martin in the head.
Yeah, he's hurting a little bit here. Oh, he got hit right in the head.
Yeah, he's kind of trying to shake the cobwebs out as he comes over.
Never want to see anyone get hurt. You never want to see that. You want your best players in there. Hopefully he'll be okay and be able to come back.
So Peters Township with the basketball.
Boy, they've really cut into this lead, Mark. They could make this a one-possession game if they can score.
That was also the fourth foul on Martin. So Donovan for Peters Township on the right wing goes to Miller, who pulls back out high. Miller sends Donovan through the lane. Now back out high. Donovan takes the pass. Donovan spins inside the arc, left side of the lane. Give it to McCullough. He'll put it on the floor, then give to Donovan. Left side, Mills. Back to McCullough. A little floater won't go. Good, strong rebound there by Mills. Where that make that Vaccarello? That shot wouldn't go. And then a foul.
Yeah,
that's a rebounding foul on Vaccarello, and that's his fourth.
That's his fourth. I knew they were going to get him on that. He had a point-blank look. That's two easy looks he's had. He's missed. I mean, I know there were defenders around him, but normally Mickey Vaccarello makes those shots. Tonight, just a little bit off, and the whole offense has been that way, but they're still right in this thing. Two-possession game, lots of time.
Indians pressure the inbounds. Man, wide open beyond everybody. And Isaiah Gonzalez had the ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. But Pearson was way beyond any Peters Township defender had anybody been able to see him or get the ball down court to him.
Yeah, he was open. And you know what? It's interesting. Now, Kiske area looks like they're back on their heels a little bit. And they're just not as confident as they were. So we'll see as this game progresses. You brought up the fact that they had lost a couple close playoff games in the past.
And Peters Township pressures the inbound. Cavaliers get it in. Amari Gonzalez into front court. Timmons now three from Keller from the near corner wouldn't go. Miller with a rebound for Peters Township. A little reach in there by Pearson got away with it. Now kick it to the corner. Mills for three off the front of the rim. Won't go. Put back attempt. Wouldn't go for McCullough. Gets his own rebound. And now dribbles back out and hands it to Mills.
Good job by McCullough just getting the ball back out. Redo this thing. You need a basket here.
Donovan to Dunbar, top of the key. Dunbar hands it to Miller. Just under 6 minutes to go. 43-38 in favor of Kiske area. Near corner, McCullough, right side of the lane, puts up a shot, blocked nicely by Timmons.
He tried to throw that over his head, and they threw it right into the defender's hand because Dunbar was open in the corner.
Amari Gonzalez, far side in front court for the Cavaliers, gives to Isaiah Gonzalez. Gonzalez keeps the dribble going, inside the arc, gets bumped, puts up a scoop shot, wouldn't go, tried to get his own rebound, knocked out of his hands by Nate Miller, but I think Miller's going to be called for a foul here. He will, his second. That should even the team fouls here in the fourth quarter at three apiece.
That's good effort by Miller that time. I thought he had it stolen. Well, can Peters Township get a stop?
Amari Gonzalez gets it into Isaiah. He does nice little use of his body there to create space and make a bucket. He's got 11. Timeout on the floor. 5:07 to go in the fourth. 45-38 Kiski area. We're back momentarily here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Peters Township trying to push this to an exciting finish. They're within seven with 5:07 to play.
That last possession, credit to Isaiah Gonzalez to recognize he had Nick McCullough on him with foul trouble and just powered up. And that's a mismatch because that Isaiah Gonzalez is too strong for McCullough.
Indians in front court. McCullough on the right wing. Down low to Mills. Mills passes to the far corner. Donovan faked the shot. Back out to Miller from the left wing for three. Wouldn't go. Loose ball picked up by Donovan. His shot too strong. Rebound for Isaiah Gonzalez, and he wants a timeout. And he'll get it.
Well, I thought, wow, I thought there was a foul on Donovan, but no call. And then I thought that could have been a travel. He went to the ground with the basketball.
Colin Keller shaking up, too. Was slow getting up.
I'll tell you what, two good teams playing really hard out there. Yeah, they're getting banged around, but I really like the way each team plays. It's a shame someone has to lose this.
We got a little time here, Tom, so a couple things I want to ask you about. And number one, on letting them play versus calling it tight. The other thing is, because we haven't worked together, or this is the first time we've worked together this year, the new rule in terms of the five fouls per quarter.
I like that new rule. And I think it's good because – you as a player, if you can get him into the fifth foul, you're going to shoot two. No more one and one. So that gets you to relax a little bit at the foul line at the end of a game. If you're fouling to get back in it and you're over the five foul limit mark, they're shooting two, not one and one. So I like the rule. We'll see how it plays out, if it even does play out here. First thing, Peters Township's got to get some stops. They've missed some really point-blank shots here recently and kind of stopped their momentum a little bit.
Close to a five-second call there as the Cavaliers do get it in to Isaiah Gonzalez. 4.5 minutes to play. Indians get a hand on the ball, and it's taken away by Felk. He'll give it to Dunbar. Dunbar splits a double team, turns, and lays it off the glass.
Well, and that's what I wanted to see Dunbar do, just exert yourself physically because, you know what, they can't guard him.
45-40 Kiski area. Amari Gonzalez to Isaiah, who will get it across the midcourt stripe. Back to Amari. Now go to the far corner. Timmons for three. Comes up short. Miller with a rebound. Miller pushes it up the floor for Peters Township. And then a collision and an offensive foul going to be called here on Nate Miller. Isaiah Gonzalez took the charge.
Well, Nate Miller's fault. He went too far in on the dribble mark. You've got to stop and be under control. He had his man on the right. If he gives it up a little sooner, he comes to that jump stop, you get a layup.
Third foul on Nate Miller.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That was a basket.
Cavaliers with a basketball, 5-point lead, 4:04 to play in regulation.
And now the clock is becoming an enemy to Peters Township.
Heinle gets it in. Indians double team in the backcourt, but ball back to Heinle, and the Cavaliers throw it away.
Boy, that didn't even need to happen. There wasn't any real pressure. I mean, all he had to do was throw the ball in the direction of Isaiah Gonzalez. Just couldn't get it to him.
So on the turnover, Peters Township with a ball. Donovan out high, right side to McCullough. McCullough, Donovan, top of the key. Puts it on the floor a couple of times, goes near side to Dunbar. Angle a pass out to Felk, into the lane, kick it back to Dunbar, open for three, too strong, missed everything. And Heinle with a rebound for the Cavaliers gives to Isaiah Gonzalez, who brings it up the floor.
I've never seen Jack Dunbar miss shots like this.
Open underneath, Pearson lays it off the glass and scores.
Well, they have the answer. Up to seven, up 7 point lead now.
With 3:20 to play. Donovan at the free throw line. Back out to Felk. Right side Dunbar. Angle pass to Donovan in the corner. McCullough for three. Comes up short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Loose ball. Last touched by Donovan as he tried to take it away from Pearson. Kiske area basketball with 3:06 to play in a 7 point lead.
Boy, they're going to run out of time here.
Heinle to inbound for the Cavaliers. Get it into Pearson. Gets it to Amari Gonzalez. Goes back and now forward. Gets into front court. Far side to Pearson. Good job by Pearson. Pass was a little behind him. Back out to Isaiah Gonzalez. McCullough not worried about the three fouls now. Trying to create a steal. Pass underneath. Fumbled a little bit, but gathered in by Heinle, and he puts it up and in.
Well, they're helping off, and they're leaving guys open. And Kiske area is capitalizing.
Their fans can sense a victory here. 9 point lead, still 2.5 to play. Miller drives to the basket, wouldn't go, put back up and in by Vaccarello.
Still up 7.
2:20 to go.
I mean, there's time, but something good has to happen here.
Heinle gives it to Amari Gonzalez, gets it into front court, and then Mills reached in with a foul. Second foul on Cam Mills, fourth foul on Peters Township. 2:11 to play. I have Kiske area with just one timeout remaining. Ball in to Heinle. Now Isaiah Gonzalez down low. Amari goes to the basket. His shot too strong, but he'll go to the line. I think Donovan got him.
Well, they got a really good look. I mean, he cut the lane, was wide open on a little curl cut, and just took it strong and drew the foul.
It was Donovan picking up his first.
Yeah, and credit to Amir Gonzalez for being smart enough to go strong.
First free throw is good. 3 points in the game for Amari Gonzalez, all from the free throw line.
And the sophomore has done a really nice job coming in and handling the basketball against that pressure. He has played well.
Second free throw, in and out. Cavaliers took everybody off the lane, and back comes Peters Township. Down by 8 with 2 minutes to play. And a timeout for Peters Township. 1:58 to play, 50-42 in favor of Kiske area. Back in just a minute on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. GMC trucks. We've got a great selection of trucks coming in. Yukon, Yukon XL, Sierras, half tons, three-quarter tons, HDs. Let's talk about Buick for a minute. The 24 Buick Encore GX. If you haven't seen one of these, they are absolutely gorgeous. Come up and drive a new Buick home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeergm.com. Bud Baer.
8 point lead for Kiske area with a minute 58 to play following a Peters Township timeout.
They may be too far behind. I mean, but there is enough time. they almost have to get a defensive stop every possession and score each time they have the ball. Mark, if they don't, they're done.
And not that you shoot threes exclusively, but certainly those help. As Donovan has his shot rejected, and then the rebound out of his hands and off his knee and out of bounds, knocked loose by Owen Pearson.
Yeah, the 6'3 Pearson, he just went up there and contested that shot and blocked it. Donovan didn't go strong, and they're inbounding.
Minute 50 to go. Amari Gonzalez takes the inbounds pass, guarded by Felk. Gonzalez gives to his brother Isaiah, then back to Amari. Voids a couple of defenders, double team, looking for help. Finds it in Isaiah Gonzalez. He splits defenders and goes down the lane and loses the ball out of bounds, but the Indians knocked it loose, so still Cavaliers basketball.
Yeah, with a minute and 29, we're almost getting to the point of, do we start to foul? What do we do here? It's danger zone for Peters Township.
Amari Gonzalez inbounds to Isaiah, goes baseline, strong, and scores.
And again, mismatch.
13 points for Isaiah Gonzalez. The lead is 10 again. McCullough drives to the basket and draws a foul. That's on Owen Pearson, his first, team fourth.
Well, when Isaiah Gonzalez gets the ball close to the basket and you give him the left-hand side, he's a left-handed shooter. He just powers it up, Mark. He's hard to guard.
Nick McCullough cannot get the first free throw to drop.
Peters Township, 13 for 19. I have them from the foul line. But each one of these misses is just, it's huge.
Second free throw for McCullough. That one will drop. So the lead is 9. Pearson takes the inbounds for Kiske area, looks for help, finds it in Isaiah Gonzalez. He pushes it in the front court, knocked loose by McCullough, and then Gonzalez, I believe, fouled by, or I should say Gonzalez fouls Nate Miller after the steal. It is Gonzalez picking up his second.
Well, it's 5 team fouls. That should be 2 shots for Nate Miller.
Well, that certainly helps the Indians.
Well, it does.
You can score with the clock not running.
They have work to do. Got to make both of these.
Deficit is 9. Now it's 8 as Miller makes the first. He has 4. 6'1 senior. Second free throw is good as well. Some substitutions with a minute 7 to go. 7-point lead for Kiske area. They have the ball.
Now Peters has to guard against a long pass. I think they may be in foul mode here.
Amari Gonzalez gets it in to Timmons, back to Amari Gonzalez, and he gets bumped.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he traveled.
They called traveling.
He got bumped a little bit by Nate Miller and another and a teammate were there, and I thought Gonzalez got bumped a little bit, but they called the travel.
Not over yet, Mark.
So
not over yet.
Huge turnover after just 3 seconds come off the clock there. Peters Township with the ball. Donovan inbounds, and Felk had to get it. Now, I think he got Isaiah Gonzalez with an elbow on the chin, just trying to retrieve that ball. Dunbar driving to the basket hard, strong off the glass, no good, and a blocking foul going to be called here on Pearson.
And that could have been an either-or call, but I thought it was the right call. I'm glad to see them going to the basket. You made a point just a few seconds ago where you said you don't need a three. I agree with that. You do not need a three. This is the perfect scenarios. The clock is stopped. You're shooting free throws, but you must make them.
Dunbar with 13 as he makes the first of 2. 55 and a half seconds remaining. The deficit for Peters Township is now 6.
It's a 2-possession game. That's how you have to look at this.
Dunbar's second free throw also good. So a 5-point lead for the Cavaliers. Amari Gonzalez to inbound. Runs the baseline, gets it into Isaiah Gonzalez, push it up the floor, goes right side to Martin, who turns around, kicks it back out to Amari Gonzalez. Now to Isaiah, double teamed, gets it ahead, and now kick it back out to Amari, right side Martin. And a whistle.
Jaden Greco on the foul.
Okay, Greco picking up his second.
Well, if they make the foul shots, and they can make their foul shots, this game will be over. Now, if he misses the free throws, now you let Peters Township back in the game.
Yeah, one of two, and it's still a two-possession game. Martin gets the first one to fall across the front of the rim.
Big free throw by Terry Martin.
So he has four. The lead is six. 41 seconds to go. Terry Martin, 6'3", senior. Second free throw, good.
Huge foul shots by Martin.
7-point deficit for Peters Township. 41 seconds to go. Felk takes the inbounds. Gets it to Miller. Pushes it into front court. Splits a couple of defenders. Kicks it back out. Left side to Donovan. Now back out to Felk. Long three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Loose ball. And over the back goes Mills trying to take it away from Heinle. Mills going to get called for the foul. And Heinle going to go the other direction and shoot a couple.
And the fans from Kiski area, boy, they're feeling it. You can hear them.
Yeah, only 26 seconds to go.
If he makes these two free throws, this, in my opinion, this game's over.
Well, even a 6-point deficit, actually 7-point deficit with 26 seconds to go is tough, even if he misses both.
Oh, boy.
And he airballs the first one short. He
never even hit the rim.
Carson Heinle, 6'2", junior. Second free throw won't go, but Martin comes up with a rebound. Kick it back out to Isaiah Gonzalez. Indians foul him. And now Martin comes after Mills, who Mills was a little bit hard with the foul, but Martin came after him. And now Heinle on the floor.
Coach Corey Smith grabbing his players and sending them to the bench. It's going to be an ejection by number three. He's gone. There should be technicals called.
That's Terry Martin. So the discussion will go on down below.
It was a hard foul by Cameron Mills. And the foul was against Isaiah Gonzalez, and then Terry Martin came out of nowhere and just pushed to the ground Cameron Mills. That's going to be the technical and ejection, guaranteed. So I don't know how they're going to call this. Because if they call it that way, then Peters will get two free throws as well. Gonzalez will get foul shots. And then Peters Township will get the ball, if you follow what I was saying. Let's let them clear it up before we make any concrete observations here.
Three officials still talking down below, sorting this out.
And a great job by both coaches getting to their players and preventing what I thought could have been a bad situation. Certainly do not want players ejected, costing them the ability to play in the next game. That's the big thing here.
Lead official calling both coaches to the table to explain the decision here.
Well, and this happened because of the physicality, Mark. This game has been very, very physical. And I really believe it just kind of spilled over there.
Well, and you know, certainly a lot of emotion involved on both sides.
Well, and for Peters Township, disappointment.
Yes.
Extremely disappointed. Because
you get to this point and the frustration starts to boil over.
And you wonder, were they looking beyond? People will say that. Well, you were looking to the next game. Well, you can't do that. You have a game to play tonight. I don't believe that was the case. Coaches shaking hands. Great job by both coaches, Corey Smith and Joe Ehrman. Gotten to know Joe, and I have a lot of respect for him, and I don't know Corey Smith, but he's done a really good job here in preparation and certainly with his own players. But I think if his player is ejected, he's ineligible for the next game. I could be wrong, so I don't want to jump to that.
That's the case in other sports. I know that.
Well, we'll find out what's going on here. The officials haven't...
No signal of what has been decided here. No announcement as of yet.
I never saw them call a technical, but there has to be a technical, the way they threw a guy down. You cannot do that. So we'll see. with 21 seconds. I just don't think there's enough time for Peters Township to overcome this deficit. Down seven. Interestingly enough, Martin's still in the game. Oh, now he's out.
Again, no. As far as I could tell, no announcement or indication as to what exactly has been called here.
Well, and if that's the case, I'm going to say poor job by the officials. You cannot allow a player, after the call, to run over and knock another player down intentionally. And I think that's exactly right. I don't think there is any call.
Well, Isaiah Gonzalez is at the free throw line with 21 seconds to go and a 7-point Kiski area lead.
That's shocking.
First free throw, no good.
They've missed four in a row here. How can there not be a technical on that?
It just made an announcement, and quite frankly, I couldn't pick it up. Both free throws missed, but a long rebound comes to Pearson. Now to Isaiah Gonzalez, and then Amari's going to be fouled by Felk.
Well, apparently there wasn't any additional call. Just shocking. So that's what Joe Ehrman was questioning the official about, and I don't blame his exacerbation because, and I saw what I saw, you saw it.
Felk picks up his second foul. Amari Gonzalez at the free throw line. He'll hit the first. He has four. The lead is eight for Kiski area. 15.8 seconds to go. So the Cavaliers have all but wrapped this up.
Oh, they have.
And knocked off the number five seed, Peters Township.
Yeah, impressively too, I might add.
Second free throw for Amari Gonzalez, good as well. Indians quickly up the floor. Dunbar gave up the dribble, gives it to Miller. Cavaliers will let him with 10 seconds drive to the basket and score. Peters Township will call a timeout here. And we'll step aside as well. 8.6 seconds to go. 56-49 in favor of Kiski area. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Now, it has not been a good start for area basketball teams in the WPIAL playoffs, and Elwood City has just continued that trend. They've defeated Washington 53-36 tonight, and Peters Township 8.6 seconds away from being eliminated as well, down by seven.
Yeah, this has been really highly unusual for our, I mean, especially with Peters Township. I mean, I honestly expected them to go a couple rounds into the tournament. I didn't know if they could get as far as they did last year, but this is just a shock. Yeah, you know, Washington, I thought they had a chance to win a couple of games as well.
Cavaliers inbound. And going to steal the pass as Donovan got it to Miller, who puts it up and in with 6 seconds to go. So Miller has nine. It's a 5-point deficit, but again, only 6 seconds remaining.
Well, barring a miracle, Kiski area should hold on. And if I'm Kiski area, I'm going to throw the ball long and even just make sure you touch it and just use the clock. I mean, there is no 5-point play with 6 seconds left. Don't give it up under your basket.
That's what happened there.
Correct.
Miller and Donovan were both there. Donovan got a hand on the inbounds pass, and it went right to Miller, who laid it up and in.
Boy, there are a couple of things that happened on the bad side for Peters tonight. We'll talk about those after the game.
But you mentioned something important, Tom. If they throw it long, the clock doesn't start until the ball is touched. So you can't.
But you got to touch it.
Yeah, you can't let the ball go out of bounds, even if you turn it over. You know, you can't let it go out of bounds
and
not take any time off the clock.
I would send three players long and just like a football pass, make sure somebody touches
it. Like a Hail Mary.
Right. Either the defense touches it or the offense. Or be very sure in the backcourt here. Peters Township a little bit in shell shock here. I'm sure they were looking at this for an opportunity and perhaps a rematch with Thomas Jefferson, but that's not going to be the case. 6 seconds remaining, 56-51 Kiski area, and they have the ball inbounding full court.
Cavaliers took a little extra time in the huddle there, but now Amari Gonzalez gets it in to Isaiah Gonzalez. He is fouled by Donovan with 4.7 seconds to go.
And that'll do it just about, whether he misses or makes. That will take care of this game.
Isaiah Gonzalez, the 6'2 senior. I have him with 13 points right now.
Yeah, he had to work for every point, but he's a good player.
He's a candidate for our player of the game, as is Noah Timmons with his sharp shooting with threes tonight. We'll have that player of the game at the conclusion of the game. The ball by Isaiah Gonzalez hits the back of the rim, goes high in the air, and then drops in. So a six-point lead for the Cavaliers.
Gonzalez made two critical drives when Peters was cutting this lead.
Second free throw good as well. Miller to inbound. Going to go long to Donovan, and he has to save it. Inbounds to Timmons. He'll take a long three. Won't go. Donovan with a rebound. As time runs out, that shot won't go either. It's a 58-51 upset win for the Kiski Cavaliers over Peters Township in the WPIAL 5A Boys Basketball Playoffs. We'll recap it when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back here at Peters Township, where the Kiski area Cavaliers have defeated the Indians 58-51. And, just some things throughout the game, Tom, that give Kiski credit. You talked about their zone defense causing Peters Township some problems, especially in the first half. They made shots, and the Indians had a lot of good looks that just wouldn't go for it.
I agree. I think the first thing that happened was that zone defense. And their 2-2-1 full court press slowed Peters Township's offense down. They never got untracked in the first half. They did not shoot the ball well. They missed open looks when they had them. On the other side of the coin, give a little bit of credit here to the shooter, Noah Timmons, who came to life and made three or four shots in a row, really hurt Peters Township's comeback efforts. And then down the stretch, I thought Isaiah Gonzalez was terrific, handling the basketball, and those two moves he made going to the basket when he caught the ball close and he just powered it up, they were critical turning points in this game. And Peters just never, ever got into the game the way they normally do. You know what? That's basketball. And give a lot of credit to Kiski area. They were well prepared. I think Peters Township was as well. But, sometimes it doesn't go your way. And you have, quote, those nights where you don't make your shots. And tonight was one of those nights for Peters Township.
So the Indian season comes to an end. Again, the top seven in 5A boys qualify for the state playoffs, but you got to get to the quarterfinal round. And then if you lose there, you can play your way back in and still finish in the top seven and qualify for the state championship. But losing in the first round keeps you from, as far as Peters Township is concerned, prevents them from getting to the quarterfinals, and a very disappointing end to their season. I'm sure they did not expect this.
They have to be devastated, and I understand that. I think Peters Township has a really good team. I believe that. But on this particular night, they didn't play against a lot of zone. And when they did, they were normally able to shoot over that zone. Tonight, on their home floor, having good looks, they just didn't make enough shots. Cam Mills had an excellent game. Jack Dunbar, not his normal shooting percentage. It's just one of those things, and nobody knows why it happens. That's why basketball's played. But I give a lot of credit to Kiski area. Their players were very good defensively, and I think that zone was really the big factor here.
And as far as our CNX player of the game, I should say our player of the game brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. We will have that for you and recap the scoring and wrap things up when we come back to Peters Township here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNN.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. GMC trucks. We've got a great selection of trucks coming in. Yukon, Yukon XL, Sierras, half tons, three-quarter tons, HDs. Let's talk about Buick for a minute.
The 24 Buick Encore GX. If you haven't seen one of these, they are absolutely gorgeous. Come up and drive a new Buick home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeergm.com. Bud
Baer. Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Just recapping the scoring here. First for the Kiski Cavaliers, Isaiah Gonzalez leads the Cavaliers with 15 points. Noah Timmons with a hot hand shooting threes right behind him with 14. Also Colin Keller with 8 for the Cavaliers, 6 for Carson Heinley, 5 each for Amari Gonzalez and Terry Martin. 4 for Owen Pearson and 1 for Jacob Musselman. For Peters Township, Cam Mills led the way with 15 points. Jack Dunbar with 14. 9 for Nate Miller, 7 for Mickey Vaccarello, 4 for Dylan Donovan, 2 for Nick McCullough, and that does it as far as the Indian scoring is concerned. And, Tom, I know our player of the game, sponsored by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, you're really impressed. Again, points-wise, Timmons with 14, Isaiah Gonzalez with 15, but Gonzalez, when they needed to, in the fourth quarter, possess the ball, keep scoring and not allowing Peters Township to get close, Isaiah Gonzalez, the way he handled the ball, allowed the Cavaliers to kind of keep the Indians at arm's length.
Yeah, he had to work extremely hard, and he did a great job of taking care of the basketball, and I was very impressed with how he finished. Those two finishes he had late in the game were critical, not to take anything away from Noah Timmons, who couldn't make a shot in the first half, makes 4 threes in the second half, but all he did was catch and shoot. When you don't guard a guy, and they get hot, and when they make 2, you got to shut down the third and fourth, and Peters let him get loose, and he knocked him down. But either one of those two could have been our player of the game, but I liked Isaiah Gonzalez. I think he did a tremendous job, and his leadership and his floor persistence out there with handling the basketball and his presence were very important tonight in this win.
So Washington losing tonight as well to Elwood City, 53-36. We've got a couple of more games for you tomorrow night here on WJPA. Bishop Canavan will host the Burgettstown Boys. That will be here on 95.3 FM. On 1450 AM, it's girls action as Trinity hosts Woodland Hills. Start time for both those games, 6:45, and, of course, both available online as well at WJPA.com. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Bud Baer Buick GMC Truck, Route 19 South, Washington, Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Baer Cares Rewards Program. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. And Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Chang, thank you to R.J. Licey, our producer here on site, as well as Mark Edwards, producing for us in our downtown Washington studios. For Tom Drakely, I'm Mark Uriah. Your final score, Kiski area defeats Peters Township 58-51. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.